am I really enough?
Yan yung mga usual na sinatanong mo sa sarili mo pagka nag-aaway kayo mag-asawa o kaya feeling mo humarap ka sa salamin tapos parang hindi mo gusto yung nakikita mo.
Am I really enough?
Welcome to Love Connect Podcast with The Kosho.
Daya man. Dapat mga tatlo pa yung mga, yan yung mga ganyan.
Nag-walling.
Tapos, am I really enough? Sa tingin nyo, ano?
Nasa commercial pala. Welcome to Love Connect Podcast with The Kosho. And we are welcoming new month. Just imagine we're already on the 8th month of 2023. How have you been?
Okay naman kami. Ito, may problema pa rin. Pero may blessings pa din.
And I mean, kaya nga enough ba talaga? Is the podcast enough?
But alam really mo, diretsuhan tanong na kagad ko. Yes. Hanggang kailan matatapos ang problema? This is a hope podcast. And we want to give you hope right now. Hindi mauubos ang problema nyo.
Godspeed. It's just one of the posts that Drew sent me. Parang ang sabi niya na, ang post niya is parenting hack. There are no hacks. Everything is hard. These kids don't listen. And this is your life now.
Godspeed. Hindi naalala ko kasi may isang DJ na ganyan, no? Traffic update. Traffic is bad. Really, really bad. So if you're in the car right now listening to our radio,
you're late.
You're really, really late. You will not make it to your office. Grabe yung message. But
very hopeful, di ba?
Hopeful. Pero gusto ko na sabihin, hindi matatapos ang problema. And the good news is this, hindi naman sinabi ni Lord na talaga matatapos ang problema mo habang nasa mundo ka ito.
And diba sabi nga nila, good things and bad things don't last forever. Oh. So you just really have to learn how to dance in the rain and you also have to learn how to savor all the good memories.
Alam mo, hindi ko alam kung kano-comfort ko ba ang mga nakikinig o kano-comfort ko ang sarili ko.
Both. Because the thing is that even if we are creating this podcast, that doesn't mean that we are exempted in the problems. Maybe you think, oh, they're marriage coaches, they don't have problems with their marriage. Maybe we can handle it better, but that doesn't mean we don't have problems. And that's why we are here. Para sama-sama tayo, damay-damay na tayo dito.
Damay-damayan tayo, magsama-sama tayo, may problema. Hindi, joke lang.
Okay, let's go.
Sama-sama tayo mag-move on. That's yes. Why we have this new breath. Morning breath. Angel's breath. Meron ka ba nun?
Oh, yeah.
Ninuko chips, alam mo yun?
Ninuko, alam ko.
Oh, di ba?
Tsaka angels.
Yeah,
breath.
We have this new thing, new messages for our podcast that in the coming weeks, let's focus on how we can heal together in married people's lives, in relationship, or whether you are a single person listening to our podcast, we need to heal. Let's get healed because there's so much in store for us. And why we are sharing this and opening up with problems? Because number one, I felt it in the past days that mayroong problema. Tapos, yung problema kagad, nanganak na kagad ng problema. Yung, uy, may challenge sa business. Again, lahat naman ng businesses may challenge sa harapin. May client, internal, kung ano pang parte ng area ng ano mo, ng trabaho mo. Pero, ako, in-equate ko kagad siya, nako, paano gagawin to? Nako, ano sabihin ng mga tao sa paligid ko? Diba? Well, in fact, may solution naman. May acceptance naman. Meron pwede baka move on forward. Pero sabi ko, why do I have this feeling that if it not doesn't go smoothly, then I need in a way to rush things na sana masolve ka agad, magawa ng paraan. Kung hindi, baka may masabi tungkol sa akin.
Mm-hmm.
And then you think about your in-laws, you think about the relatives, you think about other people who know you, and parang gusto mo maging defensive ka agad. Why do you need to show that you're okay? Why do you need to prove to people that no, we're good, our family is good? Well, our family is good. Pinapalaki lang natin ang problema natin kasi mukhang hindi mo good ang pamilya natin. Again, where am I coming from? And that's why we want to share this podcast with you. Do you have the same experience of having this memories haunting you that needs to be healed?
Definitely, di ka nag-iisa. We all have
tayo, marriage.
Yes,
podcast to.
We all have different versions of wounds that we need to heal in our lives. And sometimes because we are surrounded with life relationships, we feel like it's magnified already.
Mm-hmm.
Sabi nga ni Saint Jose Maria Escriva, if it's just between you and the Lord, definitely it will be easier for you to obey. It will be easier for you to face humility. It will be easier for you to face and obey what you really want to do because kailan dalawa eh. Diba? Mm-hmm. Ano pa bang gagawin mo? Ano pa ba ipaprove mo? But because you are surrounded with life relationships, there are some people that you want to please.
Yeah.
There are some people that you want to become a better person for. And sometimes there's also people who hurt you in the past that you feel like you owe them a revenge, so to speak, unintentionally or intentionally. And so these are the things that are really hurting our lives.
Yung revenge na yan, minsan inisip po, pa good revenge naman, kasi sabi nila, the good revenge is a life well lived.
Yeah, but still, it's a revenge.
The intention of the success is to prove something
yes,
to people.
Yes, that's why, diba, before we recorded this podcast, we said a prayer about our lives. Because sometimes you feel like there's so many blessings naman, and yet you also experience so much hurting in your life. And you feel like, Lord, mayroon bang kailangan ma-free? But maybe you also engage in an inner vow that you feel like, oh, I was hurt before. And then you felt like you had that band-aid fix.
Yes.
So like what you said, parang gusto mo na matapos, gusto na maging okay. Because, teka, do you really want it to be okay because you want to really be free and to be healed from this wound? Or is it because you want other people to think that you are okay, but deep inside of you, you're still in the process of healing?
Yeah. Ganda. Sige nga. Tell me more about it.
Diba? And so, if you are listening to our podcast and you feel like you are not enough, in what area do you feel that you are not enough?
Yeah. Kasi we want to share to you the Psalm 23 verse 1. As we begin the healing series, this will be a long series. We want to journey with everyone and we want you to journey with us as well. We want to begin with Psalm 23 verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I lack. Do we really lack nothing? Now, we want to go back to the Garden of Eden where everything started. We're in the context of theology, of religion, of this beautiful creation story. God was telling that the garden, everything was there. Everything is provided. You're surrounded with God's creations. You're surrounded with blessings and provisions. And then suddenly outside the garden, here comes the devil telling you, you lack so much. Maraming kulang sa buhay mo. And then here comes Psalm 23 verse 1 along the way, telling us, the Lord is my shepherd. I may not have the house that I want right now. I may not have the car that I need or I want right now. I may not have the kind of family that I have right now. But because the Lord is my shepherd, there's nothing I lack. Do we really lack nothing with the Lord?
Yes. Because how we perceive ourselves is how we also perceive God in our life. Kandiba, how do you see God? Do you see God like a genie? Do you see God as a protector? Do you see God as a savior? Mm-hmm. And sometimes you also project that mirror to us na, okay, I don't lack anything because my God, you have that faith in you na God will protect us, God will provide for us.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the same thing also happens when we feel like, oh no, I cannot do this. We cannot do this because you depend too much on yourself, that you don't depend on God. Because you feel like you cannot depend on God. And it also mirrors in your life relationships.
Yeah, we were talking about this kanina, no? About the money thing.
Yes.
The money wound. And they were sharing during your childhood versus now.
Yes, like that. Kasi parang I felt like before when I was praying to God when I was still small, parang ang prayer ko lang talaga kay Lord is, Lord, protection for the family and give us money for our daily needs. Parang yun yung basic talaga na naalala kong prayer ko. And so, naalala ko nung when I was still small.
How small money, were you?
Money was like a compass of our joy in the family.
Mm-hmm.
It determines the kind of joy meter namin. Parang
okay.
If we have money, well, I really have to say that I honor my parents because hindi kami sobrang yaman, but we have our own house. My parents really worked hard for our family. Apat kami na pinag-aaral nila. My mom was a dressmaker. In the front of our house, may tahian kami. At the back in the garage, my dad used to have a car shop. So, nasa bahay lang silang dalawa. Pero naalala ko, pag wala kaming pera or like meron months talaga na parang drought season sa family.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos parang dun ko makikita na nag-aaway sila. Hindi naman sila yung sobrang violent but yun yung mga times na parang medyo may silent treatment sa house. It affects the peace. It affects the joy meter nga.
Ah, the joy meter.
So growing up, I felt like, okay, I will really work hard. Yun yung usual na ano namang magulang, di ba? O work hard so that you don't have to experience the hardships that we're experiencing. So definitely, mindset ka na magiging empleyado ka, magkatrabaho ka, ganyan-ganyan. Until such time that you feel like, okay, you have reached a certain goal in your life. Like, I became a manager na, I have a profit sharing, I was able to buy a car for my mom and dad. I feel like I can save for insurance, investment, nakapag-tithe ka na, until it came to a point na kailangan mo mag-resign or you have to choose another path because you want to pursue a family life.
Okay.
And then I realized that I still have that old wound about money because I want to have a freedom to earn for myself so that I can prove to you na kaya ko din naman. I still have money. I don't have to depend on you.
And if you prove it to me, what will it give you?
It will provide security.
Ah, kala ko joy.
It will provide security na parang I feel like nai-shake ako pag wala akong pera.
And if you feel secured, you feel joy.
Is it really joy?
Yeah, kinukunik ko lang siya kasi joy meter na pinag-usapan natin kanina eh. So,
Is it really maybe not more of joy, but more of like peace that you feel secure.
Okay, so the joy meter is what you felt when you were small. Now that you've grown up, hindi na joy meter ang hinahabol mo.
More of security, secure
meter na. But it's the same source. Money pa din siya.
Yes.
And so, how is it affecting our marriage?
I don't know. How does it affect the way I treat you or the way I interact with you? I don't know kasi you would know eh. Baka kasi sa sarili ko.
But sa sarili mo, what do you think? How does it affect our marriage?
Well, I feel our marriage, you know, at times I feel like I can give more. I can help more. Sometimes I doubt myself na baka siguro kung nag-work ako, we can do more of this, ganyan-ganyan. Definitely not to give more details. Pero marriage, I don't know how it affects you. Pero sa marriage natin, yun lang feeling ko, parang I feel like I can do more. Okay. I can give more. Or yun. More of like that.
More of like that.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
But how does it affect you with how I look at it? Ni ko alam.
Well, naramdaman ko na kapag talagang wala tayong project o pag kailangan natin ng cash, may extra. Ibang-iba enjoy pag meron, iba-iba pag wala.
Ayan, ganyan na ganyan yung feeling ganyan, ko before. Ganyan, ayan, diba? Siguro yun.
Oo. Ay, ako nung bata ako hanggang ngayon, ganyan din ako, pares tayo. Hindi, joke lang. Chill type talaga ako. Pero, nung bata ako, that's when I begin to experience the lack. Na wala naman sa akin, sabi ko sa nanay ko, ma, may pera pa tayo, may 1 million tayo, only to find out may 10 pesos lang pala siya. And wala sa akin yun. Until I started to interact with people, people started to tease me to start dating girls.
Yes.
And you see that, kailangan pala ng cash. Yeah, bakit siya nakabili ng Nike?
Bakit ka daw lagi nag-Jollibee?
Oh, but ako siya nakabili ng Nike? Ako di ba makabili ng Nike? And then you start to compare and that's when I start to believe that God is a God of either enough or lack, but not in abundance. And now, because of this, parang feeling ko, being wealthy is a hard, it's something that you need to chase na ang hirap makuha talaga. And so you end up going back to the same scenario of your life simply because it's very familiar already. The challenge is familiar. The problem is familiar. It's familiar. And so it begins to hurt your marriage. It begins to hurt your dreams. That's why you need to heal. So as we create this podcast, as you listen to our podcast, what is resurfacing in your marriage? In your maybe a self-wound that is affecting your marriage right now? Because sabi nga natin, your spouse is a mirror. Pwedeng initially, hindi mo kamukha yan. Pero kamukha niyan ang something na mini-mirror ng sarili mo. Tapos maaalala mo yung mga past wounds mo, kaya masakit. Kasi baka hindi ka sanay sa expression of love, siya ina-express sa'yo. So bigyan nagugulat ka. And suddenly, it pokes you.
Yes.
It hurts you.
So these are the things that are magnifying your life, your old wounds. Diba sabi nga lang, mayroon mga iba-ibang klase ng wounds. And sometimes there are wounds that we are familiar na, like what you said. Pero yung familiarity na yun, it's something that we can handle already. Definitely, marami pa kami wounds si Drews. But hindi namin siya masyado na-highlight in this podcast because maybe we're able to champion it na. And maybe there are also wounds in your life that you feel like, oh, I can handle it better. Kasi napagtagumpayan ko na siya. But there are also some wounds that are playing in your life that are somehow sabotaging your life relationships, specifically your marriage. Yeah. And these old wounds, yes.
Ang tawag dito, symptoms.
Yes, and the symptoms like that is yung mga old wounds mo, it may come from childhood. It may come also in your adolescent years. Sometimes also it comes when you're studying na, when you are working na. And the symptoms can really help you.
Yeah, that's why we always say, why are you reacting that way?
Mm-hmm.
Why in that same scenario, magkaiba ba kayo ng tingin, magkaiba ba kayo ng reaction? Where are you coming from?
And speaking of reacting, sometimes ito yung feeling mo na parang yung katawan mo na tumitigas. Yung parang you feel like there's a strong armor in your facade. Yung parang you're too defensive. Yung parang sobrang simple lang naman pero feeling mo inaaway ka na ng asawa mo.
You have to prove to everyone.
You're too defensive. You're too sensitive too. Kaya di ba minsan naglulohan kami ni Juice, uy, nanaka, parang to react. Kasi di ba may mga bagay ba? Iba, hindi ka na masyadong insecure when it comes to physical. Like, may ibang tao nakilala ko, pag pinag-usapan yung skin color, parang insultong-insulto sila.
May kanya-kanyang yung insecurities.
Yes. Kanya-kanyang wounds.
Insecurity is a part of your life where you don't feel secured. You don't feel secured in your looks or you don't feel secured in your bank account or don't feel secured in your emotions.
And dun ko makukonekta yung sinasabi mo about Psalm 23, that when are the times that you feel that you are insecure? Kasi yung insecurity na yun stems out in different life relationship, but it roots from your thinking that you lack something. Yan. You are insecure.
Yan, and that's why there are symptoms. Just like pag masakit ang ulo mo, mag-google ka lang. Tapos ang dami ng symptoms, malalala yung sakit mo sa Google. Di ba? Ang dami mong makikita ngayon. And the thing is, we always want to associate what we feel with the symptoms. But in healing, we tend to neglect it. It's happening already. Pero dahil komportable ka na, di mo na siya pinapansin. Pero it hurts your marriage. That's why we're here again to remind us that there are symptoms that we can see. Again, symptom number one, it can be you're too defensive. Symptom number two
is there's chronic fighting in your relationship. Yung parang lagi na lang kayo nag-aaway because magkaiba nga kayo na reaction.
Symptom number three is pwedeng paulit-ulit na lang ang nangyayari sa buhay mo. You don't realize there's a pattern na lagi nilang doon napupunta na masakit para sa married life nyo.
And these are the things that you can really check on. Baka old wounds are at play in your relationship.
And you will know that the symptoms are happening because it's hurting. Sabi nga, magpapacheck up ka kasi sadali may discomfort. Discomfort shows that there's disease, this ease, nawala yung ease. And maybe nawala ang ease ng married life nyo. And so, because of the symptoms, there are wounds that we need now to expose. Which is, we need to take a break first para makuha natin kung anong mga wounds that we want to share with you.
Hello mga katambay, this is Coach Depp and I am inviting you, tara na sa ating tambayan. Ang ating tambayan na siguradong meron ka ang matututunan. We talk about goals, purpose, habits, and this year, let me help you or guide you towards your destination, towards your dreams, towards your goals. Kaya naman ano pang inaantay mo? Sama na every Saturday dito sa ating tambayan. God bless you.
And we're back. And we're back. And so we want to share with you now the wounds that you need to expose and you want to be aware of.
First, these are the wounds that we try to conceal. Ito yung mga bagay na hindi pa tayo handa na i-share sa ibang tao, even to our spouse. And there was one time in our marriage ni Drews that I felt like lahat naman nasabi ko na kay Drews except for this one thing.
So and hindi lahat naman.
What do you mean?
Sabi lahat naman nasabi na. So, hindi lahat.
Except for, almost pala. Almost everything pala.
Na,
until I realized nga that there is this one thing pala that I concealed kay Drews. It's a wound. It's not something that na may ginawa naman ko kasalanan sa kanya. But it's an experience in the past that I felt like, I didn't want to share it to him because maybe it can affect our marriage. So, it took years before I really opened it up to him. It took a lot of courage from my part. And when I told him that, para I felt free. I felt free na, bakit nga ba hindi ko to sinabi sa asawa ko? But there was also a part of me na, bakit kailangan ko ba itong sabihin sa kanya? So maybe you're also in that kind of situation when you feel like, kailangan ko ba talaga to i-reveal? Or i-conceal ko na lang siya? And when Drews and I were talking about this, sabi ko, Drews, pwede ba na intentional or unintentionally mo kinu-conceal? Pero ang sabi niya sa akin, when you say conceal,
intentional, of course, kaya concealment eh. Pero what happened was, nabanggit na kasi niya sa akin initially, pero niya pa rin tinuloy. So siguro kung niya binanggit, okay lang sa akin, hindi ko naman alam yun. But again, hindi okay sa kanya yun kasi deep inside her, pumuputok na sa loob ng sarili niya na kailangan nang ilabas ito. And so, it wasn't a big deal for me, but siguro 90% I'm okay, but 10% parang, ba't niya ma-open up sa akin? Am I not a safe person? Can she not trust me? Eh, she's the one who invented the open communication when we started this friendship.
Invented talaga.
Diba? Tapos suddenly, hindi niya ma-open up sa akin. Siya nagsabi sa akin na no secret sa simula.
Yes.
And suddenly, there's a secret na hindi niya mabanggit. So, gusto kong balikan, pero it wasn't a big deal for me. But look, it was hurting me only a bit, but it was hurting her more. Kasi nga, kailangan niya na makawala sa part na to. And because of that, kailangan nang maging okay yung relationship nyo. But big factor there is your spouse need to be willing to accept and to be trusted to be a safe space and person sa married life nyo. But again, these wounds that you try to conceal, it's hurting you, the oneness of one flesh. Slowly, pray for it so that it can be exposed and get healed.
And the other side of the coin is that when, what if naman your spouse is safe naman, trustworthy naman, like Drews, you also need to be willing to be vulnerable. Because at times, we feel like we don't want to be vulnerable in front of our spouse, especially to the husbands. Yan yung usual na parang, oh, my wife thinks of me as a very reliable, dependable spouse. So baka mag-iba yung tingin niya sa akin if I show weakness.
Yeah, pero yung iba ganito ha, uunahan ka na kung ano man sabihin ko, tanggapin mo ko ha.
Na-frame na ba?
Diba? O basta. Tapos ikaw parang ano yan? Diba? May mga ganun. So, saan galing yun? Kasi nga, takot siya, baka musgahan siya.
Yeah.
And so, it's one reminder na, alam mo, mahirap yan eh. Mahirap kasi what if very deep yung wounds, that mm-hmm. it will really affect the married life.
Yeah.
Diba? So, it needs help. But again, pray about it. Kasi if you're concealing it, and it hurts the married life already, you need to do something about it.
And speaking of help, the second type of wound
is the wounds that you reveal. Yes. Ito naman yung nire-reveal mo, but not necessarily yung hini-heal mo, pinapa-heal mo.
Possible na open up mo na sa spouse mo, but there is still that resistance to heal it. It's just like you're exposing it light to the light. But sabi nga ni Drews, maybe you can just say, oh, this is my wound ha, accept me for who I am, love me for who I am. And sometimes if you feel like you don't want to share it to your spouse, you're revealing it to other people naman. You're revealing it to the social media. You are bluntingly sharing it to other friends. That's why we're also saying that disclaimer lang po, when you want to heal and you want to reveal a wound in the past or maybe a new wound, you have to make sure that you are sharing it to the right people.
And revealing it to your spouse is just, don't make it as a tool or a weapon.
To threat
or to gain empathy and sympathy that, hey, you have to accept me for who I am because these are my wounds. Because again, sacrifice and submission is the core of the husband and wife, that when you reveal it, there's an intention to let God heal it for both of you.
Amen.
So you really have to take consideration that discomfort, if may discomfort ang wounds, may discomfort din ang healing.
Yes.
Choose the discomfort of healing so that you can get the best version of your married life.
Yes.
Kung kailangan nyo bang pag-usapan, kailangan nyo ba ng tulong, kailangan nyo bang, well, pag-usapan din mami sa ibang episode yan kung paano mag-cope in that part ng usap kasi may iba't ibang version ng mga usap ang mga tao. But that's the second type of wound that needs to be healed. The third type of wound that needs to be healed is the wounds that we heal. Which is saying, hinihili mo naman talaga na the one is kinukasil mo, the one is revealed but they're not healing. The third is yung hinihil mo. Continue to let it be healed. It's gonna take a process, it's gonna take progress. Let God heal you.
Actually, like what you said earlier that meron tayong mga wounds na parang sino ba nagmamadali? are we really rushing to heal because we want to be free from it? We want to heal from it? Or because we are pressured for other people to see that we're already healed? When in fact, deep inside, there's still that inner child in you crying na hindi pa ako healed. I-take mo natin yung process. Don't make it like a band-aid fix. We need cleansing.
Oo, alam mo, ang ganda niyan kasi kahit 65 years old na kayo, 63 years old, inside of you is that 5-year-old na nasaktan, 7-year-old na nasaktan, maghahawak kamay lang kayo, pero hinahanap niyo na yung hurt na na-experience nyo sa past nyo, yung healing hinahanap mo ngayon, yung expression sa asawa mo.
Mm-hmm.
Eh kung hindi mabigay dahil hindi ka pa healed, pag-aawayan nyo. The thing is, couples begin and learn to settle. But if there's a way to heal, why not heal than just settle?
Yes, because these wounds in our lives, the reason we're talking about this is because ang dami namin narinig, napanood, nabasa ng mga comments and mga messages ng mga tao nakikinig sa amin at nanonood sa amin sa different platforms of the Ko Show that, you know, they see things differently, they define things differently. It's because they have their own wounds. It's not just the wife, it's also the husband. It's not just the husband, it's also the wife. All of us, we have our own personal wounds that when we come into marriage, naku, mas malaki siya. It can really magnify a lot of things if we don't heal ourselves.
That's why in the coming podcast, in the coming weeks, continue to journey with us. We will be sharing tips, we will be sharing stories. We will be sharing messages on how healing can happen for yourself and for your marriage together. So, let's pray.
In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord, we thank you for the gift of marriage, the gift of love, the gift of relationship. We ask, Lord God, for you to expose the wounds that we conceal, we reveal, and that we are healing right now. Lord, you bring them to you.
Amen.
And if there are any wounds that we are not aware of, but yet symptoms are happening, we're feeling the discomfort of this disease, we pray, Lord God, that you also expose it to us. We pray for couples listening to our podcast that the best healing coming from you is about to happen in their life.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Don't forget, love heals and love connects.